Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She likes the relationship because Pete's a nice guy. And she called the relationship, they had a nice relationship.
Nice.
So they break up.
Yeah.
God damn. Kaia Gerber. Who the hell is she?
Kaia Gerber is the daughter of Cindy Crawford.
Oh, my Jesus God.
Christ, this is why we're doing this segment.
I'm in my key for that Christmas. Why don't you go smoke a bone? I don't know if it is said. Magic mushroom in my head. Make my dreams come true.
You know, when you turn the second episode on, you don't know that you've missed it. And I said, oh, man, I guess I watched that, but I don't remember. So I rewound it.
I did that for 15 years.
Right. And then I got halfway through that. And I went, but it was good.
Carrie many times has said, we've watched this. I said, I don't think so.
Yeah, because you just, we're so dull. Yeah. That's what it is. We're so incredibly boring. That's the way it is.
Everyone's hammered.
I was drinking.
So later in the show.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
The TMOS fruitcake has returned, but only for a limited time. Order yours today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The same great taste you remember at the same price as last Christmas. Get yours while you still can. Delicious, festive, and every purchase supports TMOS. It's fruitcake time, but only if you order right now. MikeO'MaraShow.com. This is a limited time offer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
So that fruitcake promo, is there any reason I sound like I'm on a telephone line when that's a...
You sound great on our end.
Yeah, because it was like, it's like... The fruitcakes are here, and then I hear...
It's an effect?
Mike O'Mara.
No, it's not
an effect. And I hear Lowen. No. I don't know. It's tough sometimes when I'm down there and you're up there. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. And around the world, you're listening to the show that's just one big party. And please join us, along with our friends in great places like Brookline, Massachusetts, Bend, Oregon, Weed, California, Skagway, Alaska, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, and Arezzo, Italy. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. And big fun up at Podville Media in Washington, D.C., when you don't think that they'll bring a jackhammer into a high-rise, but you think of that more as street work.
Yeah.
Were there, are they busting out some concrete?
Yeah,
is that what they're doing today? That's expensive. That sounds like money being spent in the building.
Just, this is actually great for any Washingtonians or maybe expats where you...
What, people that have like totally left and gone to another country?
Yeah, just if you're listening.
Okay.
Anybody that's lived here and left, right. You know?
Sure.
I think that's what expat is, if I'm not mistaken.
I just want to make sure that's what you meant.
Right?
Yeah.
Did I get it wrong?
Yeah, you got it right.
I'm
questioning
myself.
No, you're good.
The rumors is no more. The structure
are no more.
The are no more. The bar rumors is no more, and will not be a bar moving forward.
That's sad, right?
They're making,
rumors. The bar.
The bar.
There is a bar for people around the country. There is
a legendary bar.
A bar in Washington D.C. down at the bottom of our building. In D.C. that was there for a long... They're not going to like revamp it and turn it into another restaurant?
They had tried once over. And as you remember, Mike, we discussed during the pandemic, a lot of restaurants closed here in D.C. That entire wing of the building is being demolished and rebuilt into a conference center / state-of-the-art gym.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Which is great for the building.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
The rent doesn't taste the same or cost the same when it's over.
That's kind of cool to have that in the building.
So they're going to have two restaurants, a beauty salon that just opened up on the right wing of the building.
Finally.
on right. McDonald's, which has been open the whole time. Somehow they just stay open.
Yeah.
And so what's happening at this building is they're remodeling the entire lobby area and merging three buildings that this company
owns.
Are
you like on the fourth or fifth floor?
We're on the fourth floor.
Fourth floor.
Fourth floor.
You're on the fourth floor. You yes. can hear that jackhammer all the way up into our studio.
Mm-hmm. As we were told, they cannot guarantee that the concrete pillars won't transmit sound up.
So. Cool.
Everything transmits.
I thought you were going to say there's no guarantee that the building structurally will. Hold on, just a
second. That's Mr. Concrete, big concrete.
Hold on.
No, you know what? It's Miss Utility. They need to call Mike before they did.
Hello? What's the jingle?
I don't remember. I don't know that it was a jingle. Mike,
please. Yeah, right here.
Hi, good morning. My name is Sharon, calling from Spectrum. We're calling today regarding your account. This call may be monitored for quality assurance training purposes.
Yes.
And to make sure we have the right account, can you verify your service address?
To the Half Street game.
I can't because I'm doing a
046.
You know what? When they don't listen and they're, you know, she's saying, that is a legitimate one. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Because the one time I pick it up to do some shtick on the show, I get a legitimate call.
Yeah.
From my cable company up in Maine. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so it sounds
back,
like it's going to be
It's your cable company, and it's a great one.
No, they've been trying to get me. And the best scam in the world yesterday or the day before. I'm not sure. Amazon, I think my sister might have gotten bitten in the butt by this one.
Oh.
Amazon, just like no one I've ever gotten. I didn't bite, but I was like, whoa. For 1 second, I went, oh my gosh. Your Amazon account has been blocked with a lengthy text message, then with each step you have to take, and then there it is, the link. And I am told if you get that, you know, for the love of God, don't open it. But it was so credible.
Yeah, it does look credible. Like when for a while they were sending out emails that looked like they were from Apple. That had like all the signage and all the logo and stuff. But if you looked carefully, the return email address was appy@appie.com.
If you recall, a mass text went out to our entire staff here saying that I wanted gift cards because I was in a corporate meeting and I needed to give them away to our attendees. Please send me a gift card.
Yeah, from Amazon, you would ask in person. Yeah.
From Amazon notification. We've blocked your account due to unusual activities. Very legit, right? You hear that all the time from your bank. They got the lingo down. We need you to take action immediately. Verify your information correctly. Simple step. There's the giveaway right there. Mm-hmm. Simple step to recover account. And then it tells you to log in, tells you a step-by-step guide, and update here, and there it is. For security reason. Please visit the, you know, if they could put an S in the right place, they might get a better response, right?
Right.
If the crooks weren't so bad. So if you get that from Amazon, ladies and gentlemen, I'm warning you here. And this is one, it's so elaborate and it's so much more involved that this is the one I'm going to hang on to this one and report it properly. To I think you go to the
Mike,
FBI.
May I offer this? If you have any doubt at all, just go to your Amazon account. If there's trouble, you'll see it there, and you'll be in your own under your own umbrella. So that's
That's exactly what I did. But I'm just talking about to report. If you get one of these reported, I'm not sure who. If we could find out, somebody on the show could find out when you get a suspicious text. No, that's too gentle. When you get a scam text message,
FBI.
Who is it? The FBI.
I've done it.
It
takes a long time. They never write back to you.
Okay. Is there a way you could copy and send it to the, is there a text
there's a
line
form. There's
for the
actually
FBI?
A form on the website.
Okay, what if you just forward the email to the
already.
FBI?
What's that, Rob?
Just forward the email to the FBI and say, hey, what do you think?
Well, it's technically serious. It's like Securities and Exchange Commission, depending on the level of
the SEC,
FCC.
Oh,
FCC.
Federal Communications.
Now we've got the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Communications Commission.
It's the FCC. Unless it's over a certain amount, then you can report it to the FBI.
Okay.
If you've been fleeced,
pretty long one here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? But that's interesting. I think that that one was the first, you know, because when you read right away. And the other ones were getting really repetitive.
You can be a young buck and get that. Yeah. I got one from Bank of America. I'm like, whoa, don't put your pin in there.
Yeah. Is that how Bank Kathy, of America is that how Kathy is, lost the house?
I'm sorry, Rob?
Is that how Kathy lost the house? By following that
how
scam?
How is that funny?
Did
she lose a house at the one point?
Did I miss something?
Carla said that I think Kathy responded to one of these. But I think this might be long enough. This is a massive paragraph one right here. This has become truly amazing to me that this is now part of our day-to-day activity where we just sit here and... You know, in the age of the internet, in the age of massive communication, there is no real way to fight it. You know,
I constantly warn my mom about getting a call from a phone call from somebody that sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do so much radio.
Right.
That someone can put together a deep fake asking for money.
Yeah. Right.
And right. I said, if I don't call you and I'm asking for money, because this is actually a common... In Latin America, they'll actually call immigrants in the United States that they know are immigrants to the United States from Latin America.
Right.
And say, we've got your child or your child needs help. And in the background, it'll be your grandson or granddaughter with a little voice. Amazing. And then they'll run to Western Union.
Yeah. They target all senior citizens for that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like El Diablo Blanco would be a little more vigilant.
Well, older people, as a rule, are a great target.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a certain age. Not like it. Well, they get to a point
Latinos,
where, you know, down, down
we're a
here.
Gullible. We're a little more gullible. Because we see a piece of toast with Virgin Mary. Then we're like, okay, we got to go pray to it. We get a call that says our grandson's been kidnapped. We know there's kidnappings in our motherland. Probability's high. Mm. Let's keep it moving. Here's my money.
You know, as far as down here, one of the big things, and they're locking people up. I'll give them credit for that. I don't know if they have these as many of them around the rest of the country. We have what I like to call showboat sheriffs that love to give tough guy press conferences and get down here and go, we're going to lock you up. So they parade these guys that are down in like Fort Myers Beach looting. Where they'll go into a house that's been in, and they've really cracked down on it, and I think it's working, but who knows? It's everywhere, but I'm talking on a daily basis now that they're out there trying to get you. So, but this is the first one that was so, where I paused, because everybody, it's so ingeniously evil when you think about it. Going into the holiday season.
Yep. Sure.
Amazon, you know, just, oh, I can't have that.
It checks all the boxes.
You'll lose your social security calls. My mom gets those all the time.
Oh,
it's just
that?
Crazy.
Yeah, and she wants to call
because
back.
As soon as they get that one, they run with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As soon as they get your social number. So I want to talk about, where do I begin?
The face-eating monster.
Yes.
Let's talk about the face-eating monster. I watched it last night up until a point and then turned it off. This is what I want to say to all of the every pundit out there, whether they're low-keying him with coverage, which I noticed they did. They broke away on CNN from his opening speech. They never would have done that before.
Do you want to hear the actual announcement?
Not right now.
Okay.
So what it was... A true attitude that I had of history repeating itself, where I believe the last thing people should do, if you're concerned, and my Republican friends, a lot of them who I speak to, don't like the guy anymore. They blame him for a lot of the losses. I think that don't underestimate him. We always have. We always have. And down here, I don't care that he was low energy with his announcement. I don't care that he did the announcement, even though all his advisors were telling him not to, because this is a 2-year slog that we are going into right now. And it is to me, an incredibly dangerous mistake to underestimate Donald Trump. It truly is. I just think there he is. So I said, well, he's coming out early. There's going to be a large field. You don't know that. You don't know that there are going to be people that want to go against, as our wonderful friend Reed Galen said, the face-eating monster. Mm-hmm. Now, let's hear a little taste of the announcement last night at Mar-a-Lago.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Thank you, kids. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love to know, Mike, even better than that. Thank you, kids. Thank you, kids.
So he did his thing where he makes nervous speeches, which was the...
Yeah, a lot of that.
That's when he's really prompter, and he's really
no John
is,
Dalton,
nervous.
I'll tell you that much.
Dutton.
Dutton.
John Dutton.
Idiot.
So he's Dutton. Running, and I don't know what you guys think. I think that it would be really, really silly to underestimate. By the way, Reid called it. There's absolutely no way he's not running. Reid called it that... I do agree that you're seeing a lot of people talking about the inexperience on the national stage of Ron DeSantis, which is true. Mm-hmm. So who knows? What do you think? What was your impression? Did you watch any of it?
He lost, the most recent election, but it's not like it was a blowout. He was in it. It was close.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember the mood of the country, at least the way I perceived it going into our last election, it was exceedingly anti-Trump. The national mood seemed to be exceedingly anti-Donald Trump. And yet, he still got very close, and he made a race of it. And so right now, if you think
he's... Are you talking about the last presidential election?
And so right now, if you think he's, time to underestimate him, no, don't. Because he's just continued to play the same cards over and over again. He'll have all the same supporters that he did 2 years ago.
That I don't agree with. I don't know whether he'll have all of them, but I don't think you can assume he won't have all of them.
I think you have to.
The same people that voted for him.
You have to, though, if you're trying to, figure out where you stand. And that's what's scary, is they haven't, I'd say the bulk of them haven't gone anywhere. Mm-hmm. So be very careful. And you're right. Don't underestimate him.
Gentlemen, first tip of the cap to our intern, Marco, who, when someone's engaged in our show, but also just... the news of the day, when he texted me yesterday evening about this show, he said, I just watched the announcement from Donald Trump. You guys are going to talk about this tomorrow, right? Which is always heartwarming, because you're like, okay, someone's into the show and into what we're going to talk about. And you know, he's from LA, so I know his politics. Wink, wink. So he's, everybody says LA's liberal.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
So I actually,
parts of it, Orange County, some of the most Republican people in the world.
He's I think
they should call it Red County.
Marco's moneyed. Mm-hmm. He's giving me a thumbs up. So the take I have is this, and Reid was right, 100%. Where he's the face eating monster. Everybody, as you mentioned, at the beginning of his run, was like, oh, this is just a joke. He wants publicity. Mm-hmm. He's going to go back to this next season of his TV show. And then, boom, he's in front of us. I decided to take a deeper dive into the reactions on TikTok, which I know is not reflective of the U.S. population or people that are going to vote, but it was scary. The first two TikToks on my feed from his announcement were... You're typical, because it's my feed.
Mm-hmm.
I get like, oh, can you believe he was out there doddering? Can you believe Fox News cut him off at 34 minutes because he just was meandering around?
Did Fox cut him off too?
Well, Fox, Sean Hannity
CNN
came on.
Sean
Hannity came on. I was like, okay, that's the announcement. Like, so he basically was like,
oh, that is amazing though. I mean, really, Fox doing that is, now look.
After 34 minutes.
Right. Right. Well, that's interesting that
they got to hit some commercials.
The two gorillas,
yes.
CNN and Fox,
yeah.
both
Somebody said, okay,
enough. That's weird. They didn't let him bloviate.
After 34 minutes, they had to get Mike Lindell on there. Well, now he's selling my slippers.
Mike, it's when your grandpa has made his point and he keeps making it. Like, you just got to get him off the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the response online from America's youth, TikTok is generally a younger platform, is terrifying.
Like, they're excited.
They're
the base, the young base.
Their young base is pumped, and I'm talking fresh TikToks as it's coming along, rooting, saying, this is the future. I want my good economy back. I can't wait till I pay less for gas. That's all they care about. I can't wait. I remember when I did this and gas cost less. I remember I was happier when Trump was president. Like, all of these stream of consciousness response.
Mike, you said something maybe even
scary.
2 weeks ago that has really resonated with me, and I've repeated it to other people, is that the Trump Republicans make it look fun. Yeah. You go to a Trump rally, it looks fun.
Yeah, and it's a party.
And you know what?
Tailgate party.
The people that like Trump love Trump. Mm-hmm. And I don't see a lot of people that are really, they like that Biden is president. They prefer it to the alternative. But I don't see a lot of people screaming how much they love Biden.
Well, no. I mean, you're not going out there. Yeah. It's more, would it be safe to say it's more serious minded when you're talking about that? You're probably, look, I look at Trump's candidacy. If you take away, labels that are derogatory, I think, and this might be derogatory. You're talking about a simplified view of the world and politics and American politics and the Republican Party. And that simplified view that comes from the source, comes from the Donald, that people love that.
It's easier to sell. It's more fun to sell. It's easier to get the base riled up because it's more exciting.
Guys, but let's be honest here as well, that there's a level of... And I can only speak for what I saw yesterday, because I spent like 20 minutes scrolling. And I said, there's got to be somebody, a young buck out there that's outside of the Lincoln Project and the Midas Touch that's going to speak out about this. And there wasn't. There was more, more brosafs and Instagram influencers out there saying, what they wanted in this new world when Trump comes back in 2024.
Comes back to power.
Yes.
Yeah. It's weird. That's weird. But that's what I say.
Yeah,
I'm glad you did that, because you just can't take it for granted. And meanwhile, you get all the people on the right and left, the middle of the road people that are all like, oh, God, here he is again. Blah, blah. Well, as I said to Reed the other day, alternatives. Give me alternatives. Mm. Well, Reed said, who wants to go face to face with the take no prisoners guy in the Republican Party? There's no evidence that it's going to be a wide field yet. There's none. Mm-hmm. You hear DeSantis, but you don't really. Well, he's got a war chest, but then you take pause. So that it's going to be interesting. But at the same time, is there a difference in the way he's being covered? 1,000%.
Correct.
When he came down that escalator in New York, it was the Trump show 24/7.
Yeah.
I was hard pressed last night to find information online about when that speech would start. I had trouble finding it because they were talking about, I don't think it helped that that there was a missile that went into Poland, which now looks like it was fired by the Ukrainians, to which I say, for someone who really doesn't like the idea of World War III, I'm glad it wasn't the Russians. Mm-hmm. I really am. I'm glad. I don't want that type of escalation in the situation. But because of that, it was hard finding that information about the Donald. And the Donald was low energy, careful Donald, which was interesting to me. Because at rallies, he's been a little more cocky and he's been a little bit more, on the campaign trail. So who knows? But please, for the love of God, don't think. There are two things that I feel about this. I think, don't take him for granted. And secondly, my shoulders slump when I go,
yeah,
are you kidding me again?
Right.
We're going to go through this again. Anybody that was worried about division continuing, well, continue to worry, because that's it. There he is, right up there for everybody to see. And that makes me a little bummed. You know?
May I clarify something from our Galen interview? Which, by the way, I feel like some people think that we talk about Reed too much. I don't think we talk about him enough. The fact that he spends time with us and
very grateful.
Educates us and gets us his take that is,
lets us play in a sandbox.
Yeah,
that's
just so it's a window into the world that we just don't know. I do want to clarify, because listeners love to correct me, Mike, and I'm here to learn. I said attorney generals instead of attorneys general. Did you know that it was attorneys general?
Yeah, but very recently, because I've said, if I was going to say, first of all, I don't say it collectively, so I would say the attorney general, but attorneys general. You know what it's similar to? RBI.
RBI.
As opposed to RBIs. You say runs batted ins.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
how many RBIs? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that would be saying runs batted ins if you said that. So it's RBI.
Yeah.
He has 30 RBIs.
He's got 30 RBIs.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a similar thing. You know,
but you would say he's got 30 RBI. That hurts to stop that quickly.
It does. You want to say RBIs. Ribbies.
Ribbies.
It's called ribbies.
Yeah. Ribbies.
Yeah. They don't call it ribbies anymore.
But it is attorneys general.
Yeah, well, secretaries of state. Yeah.
I think the secretaries of state are the ones that in most states
But the proper English is attorneys general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who corrected you on that? Was it...
Her name is Helen. She was very sweet.
Helen!
And thoughtful. She said, really? I know you're working on your English, and I admire that. It's attorneys.
I admire that.
General.
Well, you know, Donald Trump has announced his candidacy for president of the United States, and John Dutton has been elected governor
of Minnesota.
And now, spoiler alert, if you haven't gotten a chance to consume Yellowstone, turn your... radios and your devices down if you don't want to hear this. But message to the writers on Yellowstone. We get it. He doesn't want to be governor. He's the reluctant governor. We get it. You don't. If that was jammed down my throat anymore in those two episodes, we get it. Okay? He doesn't want to go here. He doesn't want to go there. He makes his, you know, it was... here's the thing. I love the show. Mm-hmm. I love the acting. I love all the casting is so spectacular. The first two episodes, I think you said it. It was like, it was all right.
Yeah,
everybody said it was all right.
There's a breakout star. It was
all right.
And I love your take on it now. We've both seen it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. Because you and I, there's one thing that we see eye to eye on. Would it be, correct me if I'm wrong, the new attorney that has flown into town? I mean, all right. Hold on.
We're taking the gloves off, Mike.
This is,
really, there is a really good there. Looking guy.
First of all, thank
He's
you.
A smoke show.
This woman, all right, here we go. This woman is not
your
in
traditional
her
20s. Beauty. Okay. Not your traditional beauty.
She is not, but there is a magnetism that jumps off the television screen and they know it. Who's the guy? Who's the guy that created the show? The cowboy
Kevin
that created
Costner.
There's the other guy. He's the rodeo guy. But they know how to do sexy on Yellowstone better than any show. And they have brought in an attorney that now, with all, look, I don't want to say, I love Beth Dutton, okay? Yes. I really do. Yeah. I love Beth Dutton. But now, and you know.
Taylor Sheridan created the show.
Taylor Sheridan knows that anybody that is a passionate fan of Yellowstone, Oscar, knows that. Did you watch the show, Rob? Did you?
Not yet. It's still living in my DVR.
Okay, that's so anyway.
It's fine.
All right. So anyway, what it is that you know already, if you're a passionate fan of that show, that the cage match is a coming.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's
I'm thinking physical
match.
Physical violence. But Oscar, she's not... a runway model by any stretch of that, but there is something there that is just, she's mean, she's sexy, and she's the attorney for the corporation that's getting run out of Montana, and boy, oh boy, that sets the table. But at the same time, the first 2 hours of the show, first two episodes, I found it tough to get through. It did move a little slow. It was kind of a slog, you know?
It's hard to come out, the expectations are massive. And I have to imagine there's more people watching season 5 or just catching up because of this like onslaught of Yellowstone.
A lot of press at the end of
explosive ratings.
Yes,
too. I mean, absolutely,
and
one of the top shows ever online.
What has been lost is the budget they've thrown at this show, the way they shoot, the way they have flashbacks, even to the detail, Mike, of they have one flashback, Rob, that you'll, and you might like this from the historical standpoint, they sometimes have flashbacks that take the characters back, right?
Sure.
And John Dutton is known for, well, he was, before he became governor, to fly around his ranch in a like high-end helicopter because that's how you cover your ranch.
Uh-huh. If you haven't watched Yellowstone, folks, bear with us because we're all in.
We're deep.
We really are.
The helicopter in the flashback is an older helicopter.
Yeah, that's good attention to detail.
Yeah,
that's great.
Like they could have said, okay, we'll just fly this again. No, but whoever's like laying out the set said, in this era, there would have been this helicopter used.
That's great.
They do, speaking of the budget, they do flashbacks with full cast younger members that are done with more bodies than you would normally see on a show. You normally get maybe one or two principals.
Right.
They get, and they go and get a guy that's a third, fourth, maybe a fifth tier character. Mm-hmm. And they get a doppelganger for him that is so special, that old man in the that is just so spot on, they might be related. I don't know. But it's really, it's so on that stuff, they get credit. Was it sleepy? Fine. I don't care. I'm all in. I think it's going to be great. And maybe I can call Amazon today and get
still
my money back.
I still haven't done that?
No, I was lazy. Like, I didn't want to do it.
Well, your account might be blocked.
Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong. And I don't want to be rude to anybody. I think men and women could fall into this category. With the attorney, there's
We got to get her name. We got to get the actress's name.
I'll pull all it up right now.
I'll find it. Go ahead.
There's a, I think the technical term is called skank factor.
Is that the technical term?
Yes.
Like from biology class?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't.
The SF?
But a guy could be a skank, right?
Sure.
I don't know, because she's not, it's not the, your classic beauty.
Right.
You can tell that there's power be under the character because of the position they hold within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Beth Dutton is she's beautiful in her own right. Like, that's a common beauty, right? And she's got this ruggedness about her, if that's your thing. Great.
How's her SF?
Well, no, she doesn't hide it.
Right. Okay. Right.
But they set the table for this powerhouse attorney to come and, again, spoiler alert, well, actually nothing happens yet, ruin one of the Dutton men's lives.
Okay.
Like, she's, what's that plant that eats the like
Venus flytrap.
She's the Venus flytrap for this law firm.
All right.
But you expect, like, you know, Giselle to walk off the plane.
Sure, sure.
No, but
Dawn Oliveri.
Thank you.
Ah.
What do you think it's...
She plays Sarah Atwood.
Do you think it's the character skank factor?
That makes her appealing?
Yes.
Yeah, because she does have a little of that naughtiness factor.
She looks much better in real life. They have uglied her up in this show.
Wow.
She was Claire Dutton from 1883.
Oh.
That's interesting. I thought that was
a little cross-pollination there.
Little, yeah.
We'll pay you for this, but you got to do this.
She's a confident businesswoman, like many of the, I thought she was an attorney. Like other powerhouses on the show, she's a force to be reckoned with.
Strong features.
She's 20 on the pecking order.
20.
She's 20 on the pecking order.
On the call sheet? She is gorgeous. She's got strong, defined features, which probably makes her come off as tough. But beautiful.
This is what she looks like on the show. They've uglied her up.
Yeah, well, I can see that.
And that's not ugly for her.
No, no.
It's just, you know.
No.
It's fun. It's going to be a romp. It's going to be fun. It's great to have
Jamie
TV.
Jamie Dutton's going down. He's no force for this lady.
They always have the target on me. It's always fun to have a show that's in the national consciousness, and this is worthy of it. This is really worthy. It's fun. It's a soap opera. And it's a soap opera that everybody can get behind. And everybody can talk about it around the water cooler. Look, this I do now because I love doing it. I love doing it. I don't do it because there are radio rules that say you have to do it. You really got to get on board with what everybody's talking about. No, I don't buy into that at all. I have to like something first. This took me a while to get into. Got into it last season, and we'll see what happens.
With the fact that it was the season premiere, and they did actually two episodes back-to-back, do you think that's why it took you a while to get through it? Would it work better as two single
No, I think it was slow-moving. It was a little slow-moving.
And that oftentimes happens when they reset a new season.
They reset a new season. They're taking time, and I, you know... I had a little vino last night. I was the husband du jour last night. My wife was, washing faces, and she was coming home a little late, and we'd gotten our dog early in the day. Yeah. I'll talk about that later. And, you know, I decided to go out on the patio, put back the cushions on the chairs. Carla likes to get these little inflatable solar things that float. I put them around the perimeter of the lanai and poured a glass of wine. A guy gave me a red wine trick that I didn't know. Don't call me an idiot for just knowing this now, where you pour it over ice in a martini shaker and you immediately pour it back out and you've got perfectly chilled red wine, which is kind of cool if you like a chilled wine. Huh. So that's it.
It doesn't dilute it.
It doesn't, and not if you do it quickly. So it was, and then Carla was really grateful when she came home. So I was being the
when she helped you inside.
Then I then she went to bed right after that, and I turned on Yellowstone. I'm like, you know, when you turn the second episode on, you don't know that you've missed it. And I said, oh man, I guess I watched that, but I don't remember. So I rewound it.
I did that
all the
for
way
15
to the
years,
right? And then I got halfway through that. I'm like, but it was good.
Carrie, so many times you said we've watched this. I said, I don't think so.
Yeah, because you just well, we're so dull. Yeah. That's what it is. We're so incredibly boring. That's the way it is.
Everyone's hammered.
I was drinking.
So later in the show, I would like to talk to you. I've already asked our Winslow trainer if she'd like to come on the show at some point.
Yes.
And she has agreed to. So that might be happening next week. Also, I have to tell you about Oscar's Pete Davidson research and more. All that fun coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the act you must see in New Orleans in 2023.
Yeah.
A death-defying, heart-stopping, awe-inspiring spectacle. The Mike O'Mara Show, live on stage at the historic House of Blues.
This is the best.
I don't want to get in trouble.
The most impressive?
Saturday, April 15th. With a tightrope race high above the stage between the Austin Annihilator and the Brooklyn Bomber.
Affleck and Christine.
And an ad that's not for the faint of heart.
Dirk Vastrick doing a high dive.
It's a show you cannot miss with only a precious few tickets left.
This is Carney Entertainment.
Get your tickets now at MikeOmaraShow.com.
You know, we could have some serious fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. As the inflation numbers go, so do the mortgage interest rates. And we just saw a nice dip in inflation, which led mortgage rates down as well. So what does this mean to you? Well, according to my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, this is a great time to buy a home. This higher rate environment has led to less competition for buyers and better deals now versus last year. Wherever you are in the home buying process, you need the experts at Cornerstone First Financial to help you navigate this housing market. Plus, history proves home prices will hold and ultimately increase through and after recessions. Call now to check out what these guys can do for you because they're the best. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com, people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. Yesterday, we told you about Jay Leno and his accident that he had with gasoline burning his face. Apparently, he lit his face on fire. He was fixing a clogged fuel line on a steam car that was made by the White Motor Company in 1907. He accidentally sprayed gasoline on his face and hands, and at the same time, a spark triggered an explosion that lit him up. Jay says a friend quickly jumped on him and smothered the flames, but he still suffered third-degree burns
on
his face and hands, and he might need skin grafts.
Oh, no.
He's still in the hospital, and he might have to stay there into next week. That's horrible.
So I wonder if the gasoline is actually used to make the steam somehow, if they're like the burner. Because I'm familiar with the Stanley steamer.
Well, you'd have to have a combustion element, right?
Yeah, because I think the Stanley steamer
used... If it's not like coal or wood, you'd use gas.
I think it used propane or some sort of liquid gas, but right. I didn't know if it was gasoline, but that's wild.
It's interesting because the Cleveland steamer doesn't use gas.
No.
No, it's all manpower.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, boys, you filthy pigs. Anyway, moving right along.
PG-13
Speaking
at
of
best.
That, here's somebody you might know about that. Mariah Carey.
Oh, yes.
Just heard a word. See, I play along. I'd love to scold them, but I don't. I segue and bring it and make it worse
for
me.
You know what you are? You're a ringleader.
I am. I'm certainly an enabler. Mariah Carey. Just heard a word she's probably not accustomed to. No.
Oh.
Because her bid to trademark the phrase Queen of Christmas was denied.
Good.
But as much as Mariah Carey catches all this crap, Do you think it's Mariah, or is it maybe Mariah's advisors and people that want to make money off the brand? She also failed to trademark. That's lawyer biz.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't know. It's like Mariah going, no, Mariah, you can't do it. It's
Mariah,
the people.
Mariah,
it's her people.
Mariah.
She also failed to trademark the phrases Princess Christmas and Christmas Princess.
God. Well, I have that one.
That's attorney speak.
Yeah. Yeah. She was hoping to lock him down for a variety of products. The Flex Steel family of products. But she faced opposition. I want Flex Steel on the Mike O'Mara show. I want
Flex
that
Steel?
Guy. Flex Seal, Flex Seal, yeah. Flex Seal. Anyway, she was hoping to lock him down, but she faced opposition, most notably from singer Elizabeth Chan, who actually has an album titled "The Queen of Christmas." Haven't heard that one. Maybe I should.
I've heard it. Pretty good.
I know. It also pissed off Darlene Love. Darlene Love came out publicly against her for having the Christmas Baby Please Come Home.
And she's it was great Christmas. Yeah. Chan didn't believe that anyone, by the way, they're on the radio now. They've gone to it already.
I still love Christmas. This.
You know what? That's the problem. Deep down, it's still a fantastic song.
I'm in my key for that Christmas. Why don't you go smoke a bone? I don't know if it is said, magic mushroom in my head, make my dreams come true. All I want for Christmas is
you.
Got this over the wire. CNN says that the Princess of Christmas has been named Jay Leno.
You send me that little thing you have there?
Yeah.
Maybe full instrumental.
You just want a karaoke version of this record?
Perhaps I want to do enough during the holiday season now. Replace Santa, where I will write different lyrics. Very brief, 15 second lyrics. Just brief. And I will sing them for you throughout the holiday season.
And do you want the intro or do you want to go to the hook? You want the intro part?
Give me, you know what to do.
Give some
options. All right.
Yeah. Give me your best options on that. Chan didn't believe that. I'm already getting excited about that. Chan didn't believe anyone would own that phrase because, quote, Christmas is a season of giving, not the season of taking.
All I know, Mike, is that the Christmas king shall always be my Lord Jesus Christ.
That's true. Jesus. He's verified on Twitter now.
Very excited. Denise Williams. This is scary. Denise Williams' husband, Aaron, was driving her to a movie studio on Monday, and they were having trouble finding the place. The guy behind them was getting frustrated with their driving and kept trying to pass. Aaron finally let the guy go by, and as he did, he shot at them. Put a bullet in the back driver's seat of their vehicle. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Denise was crying when she got to the set, but she powered through, worked a full 12-hour day. FYI, the movie Denise is shooting is called Angels Fallen, Warriors of Peace, and she's playing a weapons expert of all things. I say it down here, and sometimes I have to be so careful, especially if somebody's behind you.
Yes.
You gotta just chill out. You don't brake check them. You don't flip them off. You don't do any, because you just don't know. Down here in Dodge City, I'm much more careful than I used to be. I used to liberally use the middle finger. You know, I don't do it anymore.
You say she couldn't find the movie studio. Was it Vivid Pictures?
Vivid, yeah. Wouldn't we like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, or maybe that lady
15 years ago.
Yeah. No, she's a fine actress.
Quality.
A former, man, there's just something about that actress. A former Navy engineer, Wallace Lee, thought he was going to go deaf. He was losing his hearing. He blamed his hearing loss on the 24 years he'd spent working next to the roar of military helicopters.
Mm. Hawk, I hear the copters roar.
Anyway, he got it checked by a doctor who couldn't fix the problem. He was at his wit's end. He bought his own Bluetooth-connected endoscope. I didn't know they had those that you could buy online. And he spotted something in his left ear, but had no idea what it was. His doctor couldn't get it out, So he ended up going to an ear, nose, and throat guy, a surgeon at a hospital near his home. At first, the doctor tried to suction it, but it was stuck too deep. So imagine the pain the guy's going through trying to get. So he got miniature crocodile tweezers. Never heard of those.
What?
He tugged, and all of a sudden it went pop. And it was a shock of the guy not only being able to hear clearly again, but then it was matched by the surprise of seeing the surgeon holding up a wax-covered plastic part that appears to have come free from a noise-blocking earplug he had put in years ago.
Wow.
5 years prior.
So now he can hear the roar.
Hawk! I hear the coppers roar.
So good for him. Congratulations. I hope he's happy. This is a cool story. Are you ready for some snow? I love this when I'm watching the NFL. The NFL may witness its first snow game of the season. The Browns travel to face the Bills on week 11 on Sunday. A winter storm watch for Buffalo has been issued by the National Weather Service starting on Thursday night and lasting through Sunday. A projected 1 to 2 feet are forecast to hit the area, while the heaviest squalls could produce 1 to 2 inches of snow per hour. But if it's forecast to come in on Thursday, I hope it's still there by Sunday.
I would call Jimmy to ask him, but he's driving up there with a shovel right now.
Well, I don't want the snow like cleared with a big pile.
No.
I want
in the air
during the game.
In the air. Now, a little something, something. They say third time's a charm, but not always. Some idiot in Toronto tried to rob 3 banks in a single day this week and should have stopped at 2. The first one happened at 9:47 on a Monday a.m. Then he fled on foot. 23 minutes later, he robbed a second bank less than a mile away. The third robbery happened at 12 noon, about 2 miles from the second bank. They arrested him nearby because the cops were ready for him. He's now in jail. It looks like he'll be facing additional charges. They think it was part of a large string. Stop the string of robberies. A string of thefts that started 2 days earlier. All total, they think he hit 5 banks. And 3 other financial institutions. Not clear how much money he stole, but his name is John Tiano.
Oh, Johnny Tiano. He's a 59.
He's looking at serious jail time. Luckily, there were no reports of any injuries, except for the crook's ego. That was a little bruised, wasn't it? Oh, there you go. And what I always say about banks, people, they're just like potato chips. You can't rob just one. We'll be back with the weather right after this. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Snow on Sunday.
John Tiano.
Tiano.
Greedy Pony. Steal his anime collectibles, but don't wake him up. One false move is all it takes.
They've woken Pony, and he spit out a mouthful of gin.
Get set for your family game night by ordering games through the shopping center link at MikeOmaraShow.com. Target and Walmart have all your favorites to make family game night fun.
Greedy Pony by Robco.
That's great.
Excuse me. That was a quickie.
That was a fast one, yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back. If you're like most of us, you probably have boxes of old media, like photos, Super 8 film, VHS tapes, and slides, collecting dust in your attic or garage. Worse yet, they're wasting away. They might even disintegrate. You need to preserve those recorded moments so that they're safe forever, because you never know when you're going to get nostalgic and want to take a look. Good news, Legacy Box can do it for you. They're trusted by over 1 million families. Legacy Box, the simplest and safest way to digitize all of your aging camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures, so they're preserved forever. Rob preserved his wedding and the birth of his kids. I can watch my parents smoking and traveling the world long before I was born. And trust me, there's nothing cuter than digitized baby Oscar. Absolutely adorable. Relive your most important memories this holiday and for a limited time only. Take advantage of early access to Legacy Box's best sale of the year. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop Legacy Box's Black Friday sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS for an irresistible deal. LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Did you happen to bring in that meme that Oscar played for us, that he sent us, that he texted us this morning about Pete Davidson and his pattern of behavior, which you you enlightened us to yesterday, and I was thinking about that actually this morning, getting ready to come in here and do the show. If you missed yesterday's program, Oscar was saying that now that Pete Davidson has been linked with another, like, just luminary hottie in the world of show business, Emily Ratajkowski.
Yes.
You know, Oscar said that he's got a pattern like a serial killer.
Yeah.
And I thought about it when it's that they go through a breakup, mm-hmm. a very public breakup,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, Pete just appears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there he is. And he does it again and again and again and again. And I said, you've done a deep dive on this, and you're fascinated by it. I think a lot of guys are.
Yeah.
What, you know, have you gotten any more insight into this situation?
I've got, and Mike, I sent you a link directly. I tried to send it to everybody, but somehow Android doesn't allow me to send links to a group chat, so it just went to you. But one day, Pony will not be different.
I would wish he was not one of the green bubble people.
Yeah, he's
I'm
green,
sorry.
Green bubble guy.
I'm so sorry.
I Greedy have here pony. From page six his dating history.
Okay.
You want me to me to share?
I would
share
love
it?
You to share with the team because I want your I know most of these young ladies. Because
right, you can fill in the blanks on the ones I don't know.
Yes.
Like the first one, who is Carly Aquilino. Do you know Carly Aquilino? She's pretty.
She's a good girl.
She's from Girl Code, and this is in 2015, right? Just he somehow picks the prettiest girls from obscure television shows at first, but they're the lead.
Yeah.
Okay, they're the lead. I get it. Number two, Cassie David. Let me see.
This is a
Larry David's daughter.
This Larry David's daughter.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Larry David's daughter, Cassie, talks publicly about being infatuated with Pete, and Pete breaks up with her.
Doesn't she sound just like her dad, though?
pretty good.
Completely infatuated.
Because they dated for some time. And like roughly a couple years, a year and a half. And then Ariana Grande comes into the picture.
Yeah, and he's friends again with Carrie David.
Yes.
So they break up.
Yes.
And it ain't like the John Mayer bitterness. John Mayer, I think, is just an ass when people break up with him.
Yeah, not a lot of good stuff said about him.
So he moves on. This is when he first really was on the national radar.
Well,
when he hooked up with Ariana Grande.
Still, let's say that he's a nuclear sub. Mm-hmm. He's underwater at this point. He hasn't surfaced.
Okay.
He surfaces with
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
That's why I wanted to talk about it. You're better at this than I am. Let's see. One of Davidson's most shocking romantic moves. And they publicly revealed they were dating at the end of May 2018. This is when he kicks it into
full absolute overdrive. Who is this BDE young buck rolling through Tinseltown, now engaged to the hottest pop stars in America.
As a pop culture historian.
In the charts and in real life.
Did BDE really become sort of part of the mainstream with him? Was he the first guy that...
Yes.
Because I remember the first person I heard use the
phrase. Maddie put us onto that. We're like, excuse us?
Yeah, so I think it was created for him.
That's very public. They get engaged. Yeah. It's a very big thing. And then there's a very public breakup. And we all know that.
Correct.
Now,
engagement, breakup.
All right. So you're out there, right?
Yeah.
And you're a 20-something guy, and you're going to date somebody 20 years older.
Yes.
I know in my own personal situation, you hear about May-December romances normally involved with people that, you know, older guys, younger women. Mm-hmm. However, at this point, Pete reverses the trend and, in my humble opinion, chooses to date a woman that is possibly the hottest woman that would be involved in that age difference, Kate Beckinsale.
Some may call it serendipity.
Just phenomenal.
This is like a serial killer move. Just when they think you got you figured out, you got to do a curveball.
You move to Fresno.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kill outside of your city.
By the way, they confirmed the news that they were seeing each other by making out at a New York Rangers game.
So it was a non-verbal confirmation.
I don't know if Kate Beckinsale went through a breakup at this particular point, but he's there. He has obviously some sort of system for making contact with these women.
She was dating, or married, I think, to a director. Wasn't it Len Wiseman?
Don't have the details. They broke up. I know she had just gone through a divorce, a public divorce. I know that this is when the world realized he was a superpower. It's someone to be reckoned with.
Right.
Because he went from Ariana Grande to Kate Beckinsale. He's sailing the open seas, not even underwater. He's got, you know, he's above water. Everyone sees what he's doing. And they're like, look at this guy. This guy then calls it quits in April 2019 and moves on to Margaret Qualley. You ask.
Now, if you want to know who Margaret Qualley is, for fans of Once Upon a Time in America.
Oh.
And by the way, I'm looking at this picture. I haven't even read this. I remember by looking at her.
Yeah.
Is she the one who plays the hippie girl in Once Upon a Time in America?
Yes.
You're the blind one.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
That's who, and I've only watched Once Upon a Time in America in Hollywood 50 different times. Mm-hmm. So technically, now he goes from the established star of these medieval sci-fi horror flicks to arguably one of the hottest actresses that is just beginning
and
her career.
And you know what? The pattern is right because Kate Beckinsale divorced Len Wiseman in 2005, so she was on the market
But there was a long time.
Still it fits the pattern. Yeah.
Technically, you might call that a but I'm sure she had other dating experiences too. So let's see. He does that in the summer. August 2019, the couple on a romantic outing in Venice. It's incredible. I mean,
more like
he makes these connections in months, and then bingo, they're off on a yacht somewhere.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He's living.
He made her pay for the canal ride.
By the way, she's Andy McDowell's daughter.
Yeah, I mean,
who he's dating.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right.
St. Elmo's Fire, the hottest Andy McDowell's ever been.
And
even then, still,
I agree. I've never been a big fan, but she was an it girl for a while.
She was.
And she likes the relationship because Pete's a nice guy. Yeah. And she called the relationship, they had a nice relationship.
Nice.
So they break up.
Yeah.
God damn. Kaia Gerber. Who the hell is she?
Baby food heiress.
Kaia Gerber is the daughter
of Cindy Crawford.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Christ, this is why we're doing this segment. It's magic.
I can't believe this.
It's magic. And there he is putting his tongue out like this. If I did this to any woman I've ever dated, including my hot wife, if I went, she'd kick me in the balls. Meanwhile, he's on a beach publicly going, here I am with my 40-inch schlonger.
Tennis.
God almighty. They began dating in 2019. They fizzled. Let's see. January 2020, they break up. Davidson confirms their breakup. He said, quote, God, I hate him. I'm beginning to really hate him. She's very young and I'm effing going through a lot. And it was before I went to rehab.
Yeah. He was, in fairness.
I didn't know there was another one. Yeah. Oh, my God. Before Kardashian. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he got
Olivia O'Brien.
Yes.
Wow.
Here you go, Rob. Bridgerton.
Wow.
Bridgerton.
Wow. Yeah.
Bridgerton. The hottest show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
The lead.
Well chosen. Well chosen.
Yep.
Oh, wow. The singer alleged...
Phoebe.
Wow. Prior to his relationship with Phoebe Dynevor?
That's the lead on Bridgerton. I'm sorry. I read ahead.
Okay.
All right. Olivia O'Brien claims she and Davidson dated in October 2020 prior to his relationship with Phoebe Dynevor. It's
Hollywood who's who.
It's disgusting.
He's our modern day Marilyn Monroe.
He denied they were ever together. The singer alleged on the BFFs podcast in June 2022, last June, that she and the comic had a secret short-lived fling, admitting she did not think anyone knew about it. She further claimed he called things off via text.
Yeah. This is a big controversy in the podcast world. I remember this because you didn't know who the villain was, and no one was blaming Pete, and why would you?
Yeah, no one ever does.
Rep for Davidson denied that they ever dated.
Ah.
Then it's on to Phoebe Dynevor.
Yes,
she's the Bridgerton one.
Yes.
Unbelievable, this guy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let's see. April, they learned that that their relationship was not too serious.
Yeah.
But the source suggested Davidson had fallen hard for her. Blah, blah, blah. Goes on and on. Speculation, sources, and then the mother load. The A-lister of A-listers.
Yeah. Yeah.
He starts seeing Kim Kardashian, and it's on to Kim Kardashian. That was very public. That breakup was very public.
Yes.
And now the very latest Is it pronounced Ratajkowski? I think so. It's,
yeah,
I
sounds
think
right.
It's Ratajkowski. That's who he seems to be.
Her friends call her Rat.
Reportedly dating after meeting through mutual friends.
Yeah.
He, Oscar, I have no idea what the handler is. Does he have some sort of, person out there that's wrangling for him?
You can make the joke that he's like Adam Schefter, but for women. For those of you that don't know sports.
He's a sports journalist.
Adam Schefter is from ESPN. He always gets the breaking news before it feels like
scoops,
breaking.
Right.
He gets all the scoops. Mm-hmm. I want to believe that he's got some outsourced call center in Asia somewhere that's calling
right.
him, say, hey, we just broke on Instagram, man. Get slide in. I feel
bet it's Kyle Mooney.
Like he's got some, he has, first off, building a business is always hard the first 2 or 3 years, right? So his BDE business has been established.
So as important as anything he's ever done in movies or television.
This is his foundation. His foundation was established, and really Ariana Grande was his breakout client.
Yep.
So
yep.
then once everybody knew that he was essentially, he had the goods, and he would bring you results.
How much time, my last question on this, because we're running late, we have to move on. How much time before the ultimate connection with Taylor Swift? When does it happen?
Oh,
that's what I
want
to know.
He is also timing. We are in the middle of, and I think for the better of society, that there's no shaming on women dating lots of men, and there isn't really shaming on men dating lots of women. But the reverse is right. This is like a wokeness that comes with like women can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
right.
So he finds himself in time, opportunity. He's got the downtime between the SNL and the movies.
Apparently he's a sweet guy.
He left SNL.
Yeah. He's got that sweet thing going for him, where he's a nice guy.
He plays what I like to call the Langston Hughes, the broken wing bird. Like he's always being broken up with, and there's always like, oh shucks, I know what a broken heart's all about.
Easy way to cover the fact that you're a slut.
Yeah.
You're
No, don't shame him.
I'm shaming him. I'm jealous. I wish I was younger. I wish I was sweet too. I was ugly. I was sweet. But I had a magic mushroom.
That's
part of the thing too, you know?
That's where the recipe falls to the ground.
Absolutely. That's where the recipe never gets off the ground at all, so to speak. Yeah. Grower, not a. Anyway, we have to take a break and we'll come back and discuss Rob's age when we come back.
Robert Wood.
No, not quite.
I'm Robert Wood. I've got an amazingly large mouth.
Large mouth aside, that's still not quite it.
That poor man.
He's wonderful. I love the man. I'm making fun because I love. I kid because I love.
And I love you guys too, but you know, let's face it, there's only one
Robert Wood.
Ew. And there's only one TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today. You'll be glad you did.
Love you and your mouth at the wedding photos, Robert. Thank you very much for sharing those online. I like watching them. Hey, there's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering around a warm fire. We are going to do it this weekend.
Yes,
great for family.
We're getting a
stuff,
cold snap down here in Florida. We're excited about it. Gather around the fire on a cool evening. Smokeless fire pit, and I mean smokeless, from Solo Stove, makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. We've had ours for a long time, and we love it. Instead of having to constantly dodge the campfire fumes, which, you know, if you've been around a regular campfire, it's like, I can't stand it out here. You sit back, relax, you actually enjoy the fire, and you get the real fire. Because there's nothing quite like a real fire, people. During Solo Stove's early deals event, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit designed to regulate airflow and burn more effectively. There's so little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. It's so nice. They're made with stainless steel and designed to maximize efficiency. Plus, they offer a lifetime warranty. You'll see why when you get it. A 30-day free return policy. They're made so well. The perfect catalyst for getting outside and spending more time with your family and friends. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is simply the best. Let the gifting begin. Shop Solo Stove's early deals event for huge site-wide savings.
It's cheap.
Huge site-wide savings.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Okay, here we go.
Let me just play the tape back. For huge site-wide
smell yum. Can you press morning kipple? They told me.
All right, here we go. I'm going to try to do it right this time. Hold on. All right, I got to go back to it. Shop Solo Stove's early deals event for huge site-wide savings. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Get $10 off with the TMOS code, plus a lifetime warranty and a free 30-day return thing. You know, get an extra $10 off holiday deals at solostove.com. Promo code TMOS with huge site-wide savings. Rob was, when we do a pre-show meeting, Rob tends to give us the whole story and we tell him, save it for on air. And he's done that for his whole life on the show because he wants to tell the whole story. I wanted to wait because it was
a tease.
Here's all I know about it. It's something with Rob and somebody making him feel old. Did yes. I get that right?
Precisely. Precisely.
And by the way, are you wearing a shirt under your sweater today?
I am. Yes. T-shirt.
Look
yeah.
at that.
Oh, okay. I didn't see. I
couldn't young,
see
he's hip.
A, yeah. Look at him. He's very young. Argyle purple thing happening. Man, he's
I was getting dressed today and I said to Linus, I said, I'm going to wear a purple shirt today.
Looks great.
He cocked his head at me. He said, good idea, Dad. Good Dad, idea.
Looking good, Rob. Looking good.
Thank you. So
he's the hot chick now.
We do a series here at Podville that I contribute to occasionally, not just technical stuff. It's called. It's through.
We haven't announced it yet, so probably not.
Okay.
Appropriate. Might want to bleep that.
Okay, cut that, please, Pony.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
But we do
it. Not out yet.
No, it hasn't been announced to the public. So.
Oh God! All right.
Yeah, so we have an ESPN project we're working.
We have an ESPN, I'm. And because of this, I'm responsible for the audio. I run the board for it.
Yeah.
And security. Yeah. And occasionally I actually pull songs and records that are used during the podcast.
All right.
And I work
Does it have a musical element to
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. It's going to be a big, big...
It's a magical thing.
It's going to be a monster podcast.
It's very, very cool.
Very good.
But I work with, and also, you see, I think it's part of my mindset because having started as an intern and having worked with you for 30 years, for 30 years, I've always kind of been the young kid on the block.
Well, no, just for 20 of those years.
What do you mean?
Because you felt like the young kid, but there's always younger people around you.
Yeah, but I mean, in this environment, I feel
but
like
you're
the
not the young kid right now.
No, certainly not. Right.
But when you Pony's came back to Podville, did you feel that way too, again, like you were kind of a newbie to that biz?
It's, well, I wasn't allowed to come over here for a long time. Oscar
he didn't allow you.
No. But the I have that feeling. It's sort of drilled into me as sort of a newbie. And I was pulling some music and I work with a young lady here who is significantly younger than me and she works on the video side. And we're pulling a record and the beginning of it starts with a sample of the song Girl from Ipanema. It's a newer rap record, but that's the loop at the front of it.
Yeah.
And as the old version of it.
Tall
and tan.
Yeah, Astro Gilberto.
And dark and lovely.
And I was pulling it, and I said to her, I said, hey, that's Astro Gilberto. And that's very cool. And she
Is that the artist that did the original?
The original was Stan Getz.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Were you showing off a little bit when you said that? Because that's an obscure reference.
No, not really. It was a big hit.
It's an obscure reference for...
But
anyone.
I mean, it really.
I didn't know who it was.
It surprised me because you don't hear bossa nova much in the hip hop community.
Correct.
And I was mentioning it to her, and she said, wow, you know what that is? I said, what? She says, that's called a sample. And that's where they take another piece of a song and put it in a new song as part. And I said, hey, I know what a sample is.
Did you say it like that?
I did.
Yeah, he gets hostile.
Hey, I know what a sample is. I know what that is.
Elvis used to sample things all the time. He stole them, one or the other.
No, he never sampled. And then we were working yesterday and discussing an upcoming guest booking, and it was a...
Can you stop giving details? For the love of God, I just mentioned that we're not talking about the project. I love you. We just can't talk about certain things until it's announced.
Okay, there was an artist mention.
Yes.
Pony, please bleep that as well.
Thank you.
All right.
There was an artist mention, and I said, I've seen them in concert. And it was like the entire, all of Podcast Village had a Jake break. It went, urch! And they said, you have not. It was a youthful, skewing hip-hop artist. And I did. I saw this person because they opened for another rock band. And I said, very, very good.
Yes.
It was a good concert. I said, I don't think you've said, and they said, I have. And I provided the year and they said, okay. And then there's a pause. And the same young lady who had asked me what, or tried to explain to me what sampling was, she said to me, and I quote, "What were concerts like when you were younger?"
How old is the young lady again?
She's like 25.
Yeah. And I really, it took me aback.
Did you have fun with it? I would have fun with it.
I did.
Question.
I said, well.
I said it was great. It was mostly chamber music.
I said, well, the first time.
Where were you wearing powdered wigs?
I said, the first time I saw Benny Goodman. And yeah. Then I further said, you would be surprised.
She wouldn't know the Benny Goodman reference.
No. I did it mostly for myself.
See, and with my kid, when he does that, Dad, he does that constantly with me now. Dad, what was it like when that? I said, well, it took a long time because we didn't have the wheel invented yet. And I'll hear from the back seat, because he loves that. Yeah. He likes that that riff. He likes that riff.
I said,
now,
you'd be surprised, but we had amplification and microphones, and they even sometimes, if you were lucky, they put a light on the band so you could see them and hear them. And I said, do you think concerts have changed? How old do you think I am? Do you think concerts have really changed in the past 30 years? And I got the impression these youngsters, and I don't mean to say that in a diminishing way, they're just younger than me.
Oh, I do. I do. Fire the ageist cookie. That's what I say.
Rob came stomping into Charlie's office like, you won't believe people think I'm old. I said, we're old.
Yeah, we are old. We are old.
You're old, like, at 40.
Yeah, I'm 44.
That's when it's official.
They think I'm old.
But it's just, it hurt is all. Yeah, I'll say this.
It's painful. It's always painful. Can I share with you a Rob email that I got?
Please.
Our friend Kevin Scott, who was on the show, did a great appearance. Very bright guy. Writes me, hey, Mike, just thinking about the week. I got this a long time ago. And how grateful I am for getting some time to talk to you and the guys as a talking head. I know that's the first part of it. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. And he says, I know you give Rob a lot of crap, but it really was a pleasure working with him. And he cares so much about the show. You know, telling me that, Kevin, like I don't know that. But that's okay. It's exactly
what I told him to say.
He cares so much about it. Thanks again for giving me a chance to check off a bucket list item. I said, wonderful segment, Kevin. Thanks so much for coming on the show. The Talking Head segment is one of my favorites, and it's guests like you who make that segment so interesting. As for Rob.
Oh, no.
We have been working together for 30 years, and I am reasonably sure that that doesn't happen if I don't value him every day.
Correct.
So there it is. I wanted to share that with the rest of the
public. Oh, that's very sweet of you. You could have taken that in a different direction.
But I wanted to go public with it just so I get credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you also say that I was old?
No, because I'm much older. I'm the oldest one in the room.
Yeah.
But age is a state of mind. How old is Charlie?
Would Charlie be mad if you said how old he is?
No, he's 60, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. So Charlie and I are in the same ballpark. Yeah. That's it. You know, and every day I feel that way. That's why. And I hang out with, it's like Thornton Mellon says, if you want to look thin, hang out with fat people. Yeah. I'm old. If I don't want to look too old, I hang out with older people, you know, and I'm in the worst physical condition. I'm walking off the green with 80-year-old guys and I can hardly stand up straight. And they're like, okay, I think I'm going to go play pickleball now. And then they're off. And meanwhile, I'm going home going, where's the ice pack, Carly?
Can I issue a public statement?
Yes.
Pickleball.
Whoa, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I don't care for it. I think it comes off as we're going to play pickleball. It seems a little elitist to me.
Really? Well, I mean, I don't think so, because down here,
This is beyond tennis, because this is something they've adapted so everyone can play. But
they got
no
the
one's
public pickleball courts down here where they have tournaments and stuff right off the
fastest growing sport in America.
It's absolutely passionately popular.
Yeah, you know what?
You know where I first heard about pickleball?
Where?
2018. I was on Walker's Point, like it was with the Bush family. And Dora was sweet. She said, would you like to come watch us practice for our pickleball tournament?
There you go.
I said,
that sort of backs up Rob's elitist.
I said,
thing,
what's
though?
Pickleball? She goes, right. Oh, it's like tennis. And she explained it. She was very sweet.
Tennis and ping pong.
Yeah. And then she says, Jeb brought it up from Florida a few years ago. We're all excited about it. And I was like, this is great. Tell me more.
You know, You know where I first read about pickleball?
Yeah.
I read a book by Pete Davidson. There we go. That's it. We got to take a break.
He brings his own pickle, doesn't he?
He does.
She was so sweet.
But I bet. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills with the town of Sound.
All tapes about pickleball today.
Yes, and age.
That's
right. We'll be right back, everybody, on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa.
Here's something to rhapsodize about, an all-new bonus show that recognizes and glorifies things that are monetized and whistleized.
If you don't understand how money works, you're doomed to lose it.
Hey, man, you want to go to the Capitol Grill or Cafe Milano?
I recognize him.
You can't say recognize him.
Recognize.
I'm not going to let you. Recognize.
Oh, my God, look, I just dropped an orange on the floor.
Recognize.
Recognize.
I recognize an insult when I hear one.
Recognize.
Recognize.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I better get out of here before Dad comes home.
The GMOS bonus show is that friendly surprise that humorizes and arrives in your device every Friday. Get a subscription now and feel energized at MikeOMaraShow.com.
World. I hope everybody recognized our genius.
I don't laugh at stuff I do very often, but when I do my Donnie Simpson and then I hear it playback, it makes me laugh. It really does. I hope Donnie, if he's ever heard that,
no,
I hope that
makes him laugh. I'll catch up with him today at 11:30.
Hey, man.
Oh, you have pickleball with him.
Yeah, I'm playing pickleball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm the coolest guy in the room. Yes, sir. I have a gold pickleball.
Tell Mike O'Mara I'm still wealthy.
Yeah. Hey, this is a busy time of year, and the last thing you need is having to run out at the last minute to some overpriced drugstore.
I understand he's struggling. That's too bad.
Anyway. Just because you ran out of razors, the solution, Harry's. I had a new Harry's day today. That's one of my favorite days.
God,
new Harry's means I got my new razor and my new shave gel on the same day.
Beautiful
and I used
gift
the
pack.
It's wonderful. They deliver right to your door. Mm-hmm. You never have to worry. I'm a Harry's guy for life. We've told you how great it is. We all are. Amazing price point. Blades that never seem to get dull. And the best shaving cream and body wash. The shaving gel is what I use. I think it's the best on the planet. Right now, you can get your Harry's starter set for just $3. Plus, you get a free travel size body wash. The set includes their amazing 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. That, my friends, is a $16 value, and you can get it for just $3. Just visit harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction rating in the shaving industry. That's why they can sell you that thing for $3, because they know you're going to be a customer for life. They're still offering a no-risk trial. You don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. No matter how busy things get, you stay fresh with Harry's. Get your Harry's starter set today, and you'll also get a free travel size body wash. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. We are proud to be associated with Harry's. They are a great company, and I hope they stay with us until I'm in the casket. And they'll shave me then, too, which I think is special.
Sound
all over.
Stereophonic sound.
So you mentioned before 30 years. That might be the darkest thing you've ever
said.
Yeah,
it's a lifetime endorsement.
Shaving a corpse.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure he looks good.
Shaving the hair.
I call dibs.
Yeah, it'll keep growing after we bury him, so make sure you get it clean.
I call dibs. Gross.
Look in the gift shop for samples. Mike, most times talking dogs or dogs that appear to talk are huskies. Huskies are very vocal dogs.
Yeah.
This appears to be some sort of mix, maybe a lab, but it's definitely a mutt. Okay. And I hear this dog saying, hello. This is the dog that says hello.
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 Good boy.
That's awesome.
I love
it. That is fantastic.
So meanwhile, in Paris, they have a talk show, and I don't know what the hosts are saying, but I love the setup for this. It's a talk show set up maybe like 6 or 7 mm-hmm. chairs in a semicircle, right? No celebrities on the panel as far as I can tell. It's just people that have unusual laughs. And that's the magic of laughter. It transcends.
Like is that by accident or is it, did they
that
bring
was
them
the
on?
That was the topic.
The topic was people,
unusual laughs.
The people that have the odd laughter.
This is an unedited 37-second clip of that panel show and tell me you don't enjoy it. It gets better the more you listen to it.
Vous êtes célibataire, c'est pas à cause de votre rire.
J'espère pas.
Non.
Hold on, stop it. Stop it for a second.
Yes.
Is that?
That's a laugh.
That's a laugh.
Yes, it is.
All right, then I'm going to make you play it from the beginning.
Okay, let's go from the beginning. Okay. And I also like the lady that's like, obviously, the host. Is it bizzabu? Is it bizzabu?
Right. Saying something funny.
Yeah.
Got it. That makes it better now that I know that's a laugh.
Vous êtes célibataire, c'est pas à cause de votre rire.
J'espère pas.
Non.
I want to hear that one again. Back to the... Send it to me. Send it. Chop it up a little bit, but send it. Well, that's a thing of beauty.
What's better, that or Yellowstone?
That is spectacular. That's one of the best things you've ever had on the audio. That one laugh makes it the best.
Here comes.
Vous êtes célibataire, c'est pas à cause de votre rire.
J'espère pas.
Non.
All right, you will get that. You will get that in your stocking tonight. We were speaking earlier of Pete Davidson.
Yes.
Yes.
And this week, Dionne Warwick, legendary singer and psychic enthusiast, Dionne Warwick with the dinner plate teeth, issued a tweet that said she would date Pete Davidson. Ooh. And a lot of people said Dionne obviously didn't tweet that. This is some sort of hoax account or someone's handling her account for her. Don't mess with Dionne. She says she does her own tweets.
Well, so there's still some non-believers, huh? Well, I want you to believe this. I am Dionne Warwick, and I tweet. Yes, I do. And I want y'all to stop thinking I don't, okay? I want you to stop it. Bye.
With her new hairdo, she looks a little like Pete Davidson.
I didn't know she tweets.
Yeah, she does.
Her.
She was, I believe, the one who wanted, she said, I want the number of the president of Twitter because I have problems with the format.
Oh, Mike, have you heard the latest on Twitter?
No.
Elon Musk firing again. Well, not
right?
just that. I don't mind the business practices. You got to cut costs. What I mind is the blunders. He said that he's optimized Twitter with his programmers by removing the bloatware, which is like what makes programs run slow. Mm-hmm. The bloatware that he removed, which he thought was not important, is the mechanism for two-factor authentication, how you make sure people are truly who they are.
Oh, God.
So now,
massive security breach.
The verified people can't reset their passwords.
Right.
Oh, or if God. They're locked out because the 2FA does not exist.
Mike, that's funny.
Oh, Elon. Oh,
Elon. You're
saying that Twitter has eliminated that, and he says, yes, they have.
Crazy.
Are they going to take it away from him, by the way? Are they going to take
it?
Turn that off, please. Are they going to take it away from him?
He's going to burn it down, build it back up, make it into money-making. I mean, it's going to work. You don't bet against the richest man in the world.
I guess not.
No. Well, and even
what's
if you
the point of FU money if you can't say FU?
I suppose.
Okay.
And Mike, flu is getting bad. Watch out for flu. The CDC has issued a warning.
The CDC last week named several states in its worst category for flu levels, including Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, North Carolina, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Basically, if your college football team is any good, get your flu shot.
Means Robert's safe. Anyway, that's all I got.
There you go. Yeah, we got to get out of here. Great show, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the people listening. Still have some tickets left for our live show in New Orleans. And we still have plenty of opportunities for you to get yourself a fruitcake. But time is limited on that one because we have to have those orders in so that our Keebler elves can go into the kitchen and do their bacon.
Yeah, get your orders in.
Get it in. I'm Robert Wood. Make sure you get it in so that we can start our baking. And then I'll put 6 fruitcakes in my mouth. Thank you.
Robert Wood.
Got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more?
make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Deck man, great memories with a nice deck.
Deck it?
Yes, sir!
Greedy Granny.